Track 4, Galtina. Gal is now going to share two childhood memories with us.
Let's have another poem, shall us? On a bike suit. My journey to the fast school, a sight for all to see. Mum had a bike with a seat I didn't like, all metal, and carried all me. I was positioned just over the wheel, encased by this little old seat. I sit there all prim, but I felt pretty grim, 'cause my legs would go numb to my feet. Mum would go like the clappers on that, and would sing as she ruled me along. Love's divine, and you are my sunshine, seemed to be Mother's favourite songs. Now going to school was all right, as the roads were downhill, as they say. So to my great delight, I could see clear and bright for almost all of the way. Now coming back was a new story. The hills, they did slow up her pace. She'd stand up and push hard on the pedals. But guess what was right in my face? Now at this point I couldn't do nothing, couldn't move or get rid of the sight. I just sit there still till we're over the hill, then it all went from black back to white. That's right though, ain't it? I was a rummin', you know. I can remember my nanny and grandad. She was a big sturdy lady, and Grandad, he was a thin little old man, used to always wear a cap. And they lived at Lower East Carlton, with my uncle in a tied farmhouse. My uncle often brought him round to our house, 'cause Grandad, he couldn't drive. He only had a bike, and he was a bit dodgy on that, especially Sunday afternoons, when he'd been down the pub. Nanny used to get on to him. She used to say you should have seen him with that old bike coming down that loop. If that hadn't held him up, he'd have fell over. They were so funny together, two real characters, and everyone knew and loved them. Grandad, he used to play a piano accordion in Swordston Dog Pub and Mulbarton World's End, and they used to have a rare old sing-song along of him. Nanny was a typical country lady, said what she thought. Nothing ever worried her, and she weren't frightened of hard work. She would go a-sweeping people's chimneys one day and be delivering someone's baby the next. That's the way they were, humbly and lovely. I loved it when they used to come round to ours, 'cause I'd make a rare lot of money. Let me tell you how. My nanny and the shillings. Each time she come to our house, by her side I would stand. No one would see when she give me that shilling in my hand. Don't you tell your granddad I'll give you all that money, my nanny said, shaking her head. I thought that was really funny, 'cause as they both went out the door, by my granddad I would stay. And in my hand a shilling would land, and he'd turn to me and say, "Now don't you tell your nanny I'll give you that, 'cause she might be short on a food she bought and might want that off me. So by keeping this from both on 'em, my money that did grow. A lovely job I got to bob. If they knew, I'll never know." I reckon they did know though, don't you?
Thank you, Gal. You will need to remind us of what you could buy with two bob at that time. And you're not the only one with bike stories. A few years ago, I bought an electric bike because walking was becoming painful. It was a marvellous purchase. Cycling proved to be painless and quick, and the electric bike takes me to the top of Gas Hill, which many of you will know is the steepest hill in Norwich. In fact, Google says it's the steepest hill in Norfolk. Yes, buying this bike was a wheel deal.